the latest, I'm Tanya Snug.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. Young house hunters in South Wales are feeling priced out by current rates. Jade Hunt and Jamie Hine, a couple in their 20s, have expressed the difficulty in finding a house in Newport. Due to its rapid growth and proximity to Cardiff and Bristol, it's led to a shortage in availability and affordability. Housing for young people has become a key issue in this year's Senate election. A football club set up for people facing homelessness may be forced to shut down following financial troubles. Charity Street Football Wales in Cardiff have supported the lives of many, notably through the 2019 Homeless World Cup, financed by Michael Sheen. The group needs £15,000 by the end of the month as they face the risk of permanent closure. Local candidates face questions in Barry ahead of the upcoming Senate election. The event, organised by Barry Action for Nature, focused on the environment, with candidates asked how they would tackle green space and wildlife pressures. Representatives for every party except Reform UK attended the event. Residents in St Athan have opposed plans for a massive housing estate. BDW Trading Limited has filed plans with the Vale Council to start a 232-home development and food store located at Church Farm. Local residents, however, believe the new estate could harm wildlife habitats, children, and alter the character of St Athan. Penarth Swimming and Water Polo Club is continuing to thrive despite previous fears of closure. The club's future was uncertain during the COVID-19 pandemic, with a lack of volunteers and attendees. However, it has rebuilt itself into a popular attraction with a growing waiting list. In sport, Cardiff City head coach Brian Barry Murphy has insisted the club will be targeting quality over quantity in the transfer market ahead of their return to the EFL Championship next season. The Bluebirds finished their season away to Mansfield next weekend, having already secured automatic promotion.
Yeah. I've been walking in the footsteps of society's lies. I don't like what I see no more. Sometimes I wish I was blind. Sometimes I wait forever to stand out of the rain, so no one sees me cry, trying to wash away this pain.
Motherfucker, this thing.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to talk to you on today's show? Well, we've got your Vale team's action in the football. We've got the conclusion of the domestic rugby season. We're also going to have a quick look at how your Wales Women's Six Nations team got on in their latest game. All that, and the cricket season is underway, so I'll give you an idea of what Vale teams are playing and how you can watch them. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
The gap that grows between our lives, the gap our parents never had. Stop those thoughts, control your mind. Replace the things that you despise. I'm
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start off the action here with the European playoff semi-final that took place at Jenner Park yesterday. And unfortunately, it was a hard-fought game that just wasn't to be for Barry Town United as they lost on penalties to Haverford West County. So that kind of concludes the season there for Barry. Brilliant day though. There was over 2,000 people there. We were there, Bro Radio, adding our support as well to the town, and it started off fantastically. Ollie Hulbert with a really early goal in the first half, but in the second half Barry were pegged back and ultimately lost on penalties. But we need to take the positives out of the season for Barry. So they had the highest league place they've had in a number of years. They've also brought silverware back to Jenner Park again, the first time that's happened in quite a number of years. And on the last game of the season yesterday, they had a record crowd. Over 2,000 of you were in there supporting the town. So, and it was a fantastic day. There was the families event going on, as well. So there's the Bouncy Castles. There was the younger teams were on the pitch when I turned up, going through their paces as well. The obligatory burger van was there, and we had the ice creams going. And certainly, we had the sun and we had the weather, and it was really bright, and it was absolutely fantastic to see. I've not seen Jenner Park that packed out in a very, very long time, and the support that you were giving to your local team was absolutely amazing. And we just hope that this is now what can be built on towards next season now, and we hope to see everyone down there back at Jenner Park supporting your Barry Town United in their next season in the Cymru Premier, hoping to bring silverware and a lot more. But away from the Cymru Premier, Dinas Powys were in action, and they beat the Cardiff Cosmopolitans 3-1 at home. And it was two first half goals for Temete Adeluke, and they were sandwiched either side of a Samuel Gould goal, and that put Dinas Powys 2-1 up at half time. And then Adeluke scored for his hat trick that then gave Dinas Powys the lead. And currently, Dinas Powys in their league, they sit 6 points clear in the table with a game on Saturday away to Vale United. Cardiff Airport, they weren't in action, but they do play the Cardiff Corinthians away on Friday. So there is still a little bit of grassroots football happening around the Vale. So get out and support your Vale teams. But up next here at Bro Radio, we're going to have a quick dip into your Vale rugby teams to see how they've been getting on as the season concludes there as well.
Bro Radio. Ar y trên chwarter i bimp, newydd fod yn siopa gyda rhaeg i brynu dillad newydd am y tro cyntaf ers spel. Teimlo'n dda yn fy siaced newydd, mae hi'n gweud dyma be mae pawb yn gwisgo. Oedd hi ddim yn jocan chwaith. Dyma ryw foi ifanc olygus yn dod ar y trên yn gwisgo rinion siaced. Mae rhaeg yn closo mewn atau a sibrwd, mae'n siwto ti'n well. Dwi'n tynnu molau mewn a gwenu. Trefnidiaeth Cymru, yr ede sy'n clymu Cymru.
Gwnewch splash yr hanner tymor hwn ym mis Hydref mewn canolfannau hamdden ar draws Bro Morgannwg. Mae gen ymgyrsiau nofio i blant ar gael i 4 oed a 1. Mae'n ffordd wych o gael y plant allan o'r tŷ a bydd ein cwrsio nofio dwys un wythnos yn helpu eich plentyn i nofio'n fwy diogel, yn fwy craff ac yn gryfach. Nid oes angen bod yn aelod i archebu. Ewch i leisurecentre.com i ddod o hyd i'ch safle agosaf neu ffoniwch dim 1446 43000.
Head to the Big Top on Port Road in Roos for a family show filled with thrills, spills, laughter and all the glitz and glamour of the circus. With the amazing Wheel of Death, juggling, aerial artistry, Kicking the Clown, high-flying acrobats and so much more. With limited seating, pre-booking tickets is advised at the ticket office next to Celtic International Hotel. Search Circus Mondeo online for ticket offers and discounts.
Heading to the coast.
Get the latest tide times at broradio.fm/tides.
In partnership with the RNLI.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to move the action now. We're going to have a look at how your Vale teams finished their seasons with the rugby. And we're going to start in Division 1 East Central, where that league has concluded with Penarth finishing in 4th place and unfortunately Barry finishing in 9th. So they'll be playing Division 2 East Central rugby next season, and I'm sure they're going to bounce straight back up into Division 1. In Division 2, Cowbridge, they finished their league season off in 4th place there. And in Division 3 East Central, you've got two of your Vale teams there, and that's Lanswick Major and Dinas Powys. And Lanswick Major, they finished the season off in 4th place, and Dinas Powys, they finished in 8th. And then in Division 5 East Central, Old Penarthians, they finished mid-table in 6th place there. So that kind of concludes the domestic season there for your teams around the Vale. But the Women's Six Nations is still going on, and Wales had the unenviable task of taking on England, and they were away. And unfortunately, they lost that game 62 points to 24. But it was a good performance there by the Wales women's team there. And you might think that I'm crackers saying that it's a good performance when there's a 38-point deficit. But at halftime, Wales were only trailing 29 points to 12. And they did score 4 tries against England. So that's nothing to be... shoddy there, as... England are probably one of the teams to beat in the Women's Rugby Union circles. They've not lost in a long time, and sort of not losing becomes a bit of a habit. But there were certainly signs of improvement there for Wales. As I said, getting the 4 tries was really good, and there was lots of smiles from the Welsh players as they left the pitch. And they weren't smiling about the result. I think they were smiling because there was a lot of actually quite good performances, quite good individual performances there as well by the team. And you can start seeing what Sean Lynn is doing, and you know, I think it's onwards and upwards for the Welsh women's team there. I mean, when you've taken on England and France in your first in two of your 3 matches, then at least you've got the harder games on paper out of the way. So what does that mean for Wales Women's Six Nations team? So they're currently sitting in 6th in the table, but they have got two points, and that's from 2 bonus points. One was a losing one against Scotland, and the other one was the 4 tries against England. And they have played sort of England and France in amongst that as well. And England and France are both sitting 1st and 2nd, played 3-1-3, 15 points. Bonus points, big points difference go for big points gaps, and that, and they're probably the two to beat in the Women's Six Nations. And then Italy, Ireland, Scotland and Wales are probably the teams that are fighting to see who comes third there. I really don't like the phrase best of the rest, but I think it kind of seems to fit here. But what's next for the Welsh women's team? So next they travel to Ireland, where they take them off on Saturday the 9th of May. And I can't believe I'm saying May already. We're practically at the end of April and we're into May. It's going rather rapidly this year. And then after they finish taking on Ireland, then they've got to take on Italy, and they're all kind of really close in the table. Wales are sitting 6th on 2 points, but Italy are on as a third on 6 points, so that's only sort of a win difference there. And Ireland and Scotland's kind of sitting in between. So I mean, there's still salvageable season in the Six Nations there, and we'll just see how they get on. But they have a little bit of a rest before they move into the next part of the Women's Six Nations. But up next, we've got one of our local music tracks, and this is Daniel Carl Morgan's Speak the Truth. And Speak the Truth, it is a quirky track with an unreliable narrator who spends the entire song trying to convince you that they are in the right. And that was Speak the Truth by Daniel Carl Morgan. And now we're moving into the slightly warmer months. We're going to keep you across what's going on with some of your Vale teams in the cricket action. So on Saturday, the Vale County Cricket Club's their third 11, they took on Liz Vane's fourth 11, and they won that match by 119 runs. But that's the start now of the cricket season on Saturday, where the Vale County Cricket Club have four teams in action, Barry Athletic two teams in action, and Penarth have five teams in action. So for the Vale's first 11, they're away to Croyger's first 11, and the Vale's second 11, they're at home to Bay Dragon's first 11, and that's at Corntown. And the Vale's third 11, they're away to Bridgend Town's fourth 11, and the Vale's fourth 11, they're at home to Liz Vane's fifth 11, and that's at Wick Village Green. Also on Saturday, Barry Athletics firsts their away to Surrey Centurions firsts, and the Barry Athletics seconds, they're at home to Abercarn's firsts. And in Penarth, their firsts, they were in friendly action first, and they beat Usk firsts by 7 wickets. But on Saturday, they take on the Carmarthen Wanderers first. So that's the Penarth firsts that are away to Carmarthen Wanderers. Penarth's second, they're at home to Brecon's firsts. Penarth's third, they're at home to Newport Fugitive seconds. And Penarth's fourths, they're away to Pontminster and Crosskey seconds. And Penarth's fifths are at home to Bliner's thirds. And with the lovely weather out there, cricket is such a sport to go and watch. It's there and enjoy and take. And if you feel like you want to take part in sports like that, then there's many clubs around the Vale that would be looking for people to help either volunteer or actually go onto the playing side. And I do love this time of year. You get your outdoor sports that are normally not that much affected by the weather. Yes, we live in Wales, so occasionally we have the sneaky little rain clouds that come in the summer, but the last couple of summers we've certainly got away with some of the really good weather. So go out and enjoy the weather whilst watching one of your Vale teams take on in cricket action. But up next at Bro Radio, we're going to be having a look at a national event that took place on the weekend, and a look forward to the Barry Island 10K that's taking place in about 3 weeks' time.
Bro Radio.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026, with 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend. We've tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
Eisiau gwybod am y gwasanaethau iechyd a lles sydd ar gael i chi yn eich ardal leol ac ar draws Cymru, ewch i edrych ar Dewis Cymru heddiw. O glybiau ieuenctid i grwpiau cerdded, dosbarthiadau ymarfer corff, help gyda siopa. Mae Dewis Cymru yn cynnig dolenni a chysylltiadau cyffredol a grwpiau, digwyddiadau, gwasanaethau cymorth a gofal lleol a all helpu i wella eich iechyd a'ch lles. Dysgwch am yr holl ffyrdd gall Dewis Cymru eich helpu chi a'ch anwyliaid yn dewis.cymru heddiw.
We'll be right back. said, "We are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave."
This is your Monday Night Sports Show, here with me, Mike Fowler. And we don't normally talk about many sports that took place outside of the Vale, but actually the London Marathon took place on Sunday, and there was a historic moment as Sebastian Soir, he broke the sub 2 hours to run a marathon in, and I think he was... In 1 hour, 59 minutes and 30 seconds. And the chap that came in second place in the men's elite race, it's his first marathon he's ever run. And he came in under 2 hours as well. So can you imagine, first marathon, coming in under 2 hours and still being second in a race. I mean, it takes some doing on that. I mean, that's the marathon distance there as well. I mean, and you've got to be running, I think they've seen on average at 13 mile an hour. I mean, that is that's quick for any sort of amateur sort of runners out there. And technology has changed. I mean, there's more things go into the nutritional value of what they're eating, and they lighter clothes and lighter trainers and lots more different training techniques, but it's just the next evolution, because like they never said that we could break the 4 minute mile, and then Roger Bannister did that, and I think this is just the next sort of the next big step. I would say I don't know how much quicker he could go than that, but however, I didn't think anyone would really be able to break the two hour mark for a marathon, but there we go, somebody has managed to do it. and talking about sort of, I say long distance running, sort of medium distance running. On Sunday the 17th of May, Barry Island hosts its annual 10K run. So that's down the island, and it looks like, looking at the route, sort of it looks like it goes out along Millennium Road there, out down towards the subway, looks like around the old offices, down Dockview Road, down Broadway Street, through Romley Park, and then a loop around the Knapp, the parade, back across Harbour Road, then back in and around, and a loop around the back of the prom and back round. So this is always a really well attended event, with the weather. Hopefully the weather's nice, and it is just a great family day, family event out there. And I've sold out. You can't. They've all the tickets have been sold out for it. And I'm sure that there's people there now who are putting in lots of training. But there's not just the 10K there. There's the junior races. There's the toddler dash and the future challengers mile as well, for under 11s and for 11 plus. And then there's the fun run, and that takes place about 1 o'clock. So it's not just the 10K that's going on. It's all sorts. And I think the 10K kicks off at about 10 o'clock on there. Yours truly is running it. Got a bit of a confession. I did decide to put myself forward and run it, because I used to do some 10Ks probably 15 years and 3 stone ago, but I thought I'd put my name down for it, and I thought, you know, I'll start doing lots of training, and I did a bit of training, and then had a little ankle niggle, and then went back and did a bit more, and then my knee started hurting, and I've realised that I've not really done a huge amount of training, and I've got off about 3 weeks to go before the 10K. So wish me the best. Give me your prayers, and you'll probably see me pounding the streets of Barry to try and get some miles in my legs before the event. I'm hoping that muscle memory kicks in from a decade and a half ago, from when I used to do a lot of these. But who knows? One thing's for sure, I'll make sure that I get round there, but I don't know what condition I'm going to be in the end. So if you do see me, just give me a little cheer and give me a little wave there. But that's almost about it for us here at Bro Radio. But I'll be telling you what you can do if you think that there's a club that I'm not talking about here at Bro Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. So, is there a sports team, sports club or sport that I'm not talking about here at Bro Radio? Then what you need to do is you need to get in touch with me. You can send me an email at sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can get in touch with us on your social medias and you can tell me the sports team, sports club or fantastic volunteer that you think that I should be talking about. Better still, I could even invite you to come along here to Bro Radio headquarters and we can have a chat about your team, your club, your sport, and I can ask you some of the important questions about that sport. Is it just a volunteer that you think that the club would fall apart if they weren't helping? Have you got a big anniversary? Have you got something really special happening at the club? Have you got people who have been at the club who have gone on to represent higher levels and higher standards? I want to hear all about your sports stories there here in the Vale. I mean, I know there's some fantastic sports clubs in the Vale and there's some fantastic sportsmen and women in the Vale, and I would love to showcase all of you in the Vale to other people from around the Vale. And as with every week, I thank everybody for listening in to the sports show here. But next for your listening, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
Radio.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Fryer Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Fryer Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at fryertuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
Next time you need a room for a get-together, a board meeting, or that next big event, talk to the YMCA in Barry. As we've flexible spaces in a great location, we've rooms for small meetings, large conferences, and everything in between. YMCA Barry is great value too. We're easy to get to, we've plenty of on-site parking, we can even sort the catering. To make your event a success, book now at ymcabarry.org.uk.
Transform your garden this summer with Pugh's Garden Village in Wenvo. We've all you need to make your outdoor space shine. Create the perfect summer oasis with stylish garden furniture and beautiful plants. Discover the ultimate in relaxation with Emboss outdoor rooms, and don't miss our food hall. It's full of delicious summer barbecue essentials from Farmer's Pantry Butchers. Whether you're hosting a garden party or simply enjoying the sunshine, your summer garden starts at Pugh's Garden Village. Open 7 days a week on Port Road, Wenvo.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.